Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rolling.
Hey, welcome to the Morning Wolfpack Share Your Salary podcast. I'm Matt McAllister. This is the Friday show, by the way. Emily's here.
Hi.
Slow Joe.
Yo.
And we'll talk about some other stuff after, but take a listen to our Share Your Salary from today, if you missed it, Medical Courier Kenny.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
Dude, you're not supposed to ask someone how much money they make.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that oil refinery operator AJ is making $80,000 a year. Okay, on the phone with us is Kenny, who lives in Auburn. Good morning, Kenny. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good, man. Well, hey, thank you for calling in for Share Your Salary. This works because of people like you who are willing to go there with us, and let's break down that taboo of talking about how much money we make, right? We all deserve to know before we go all in on a career.
Yeah.
Okay, now, with that being said, Kenny is a medical courier.
Okay.
So let's put 60 seconds on the clock. Kenny, this is how this works. We're going to ask you as many questions as we can in 1 minute. When we're done, we're going to play a 3-minute song. We'll collect our thoughts. When we come back, we'll guess what we think you make every year. That's kind of our little in-studio contest. And then you're going to tell everybody. Kenny, you're going to share your salary.
Okay.
All right. With that being said, Emily, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Go.
What exactly are you couriering?
I deliver medical equipment. To a hospital all over Western Washington.
Have you ever delivered an organ?
No.
How long have you been doing this?
4 years.
Are these ever emergency situations, Kenny?
Sometimes, yes. We have to do a, what we call a stat run to a hospital.
How many deliveries a day do you make?
I'll probably hit 5 to 10 hospitals a day.
So if you're doing a stat run, Kenny, do you break the observed speed limit so you get there in time? Like, is it that much of a stressor?
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes the we have sales reps that will call us and have us get in the carpool lane, or they'll pay our ticket if we get in carpool lane, stuff
nice.
Like that.
Cool.
Are you always dropping off, or are you sometimes picking up?
Oh, we pick up as well as drop off. Yes.
Have you ever broken equipment in transit?
No, but I have broken open some surgical trays to have to put them together.
I'm sorry, Emily. You heard the buzzer. That's all the time that we have for Share Your Salary. Morning Wolfpack, if you want to help us out, you know I'm going to use one of your text messages, so please take the time if you don't mind. How much do you think Kenny in Auburn is making every year as a medical courier? This is an interesting profession. We've never had it on before. Text your guess right now to 46150, and we're going to find out. We're all going to find out when Kenny shares his salary. Coming up right after this song, just 3 minutes away.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us this morning for Share Your Salary is Kenny. He lives in Auburn. He's a medical courier. Or as Emily put it, a courier.
Hi, so what are you currying?
Currying. Yeah, it's almost, it gets into Indian food and then we're all confused. What else did we just learn, Emily?
So he's taking medical equipment to hospitals, sometimes having to pick up, sometimes dropping off. He does about 5 to 10 deliveries a day. Some of those have to be stat runs where he will get into the HOV lane and the medical reps or pay that bill. And he's been doing it for 4 years.
All right, so yesterday was a tie, Emily, between you and I. So I'm going to go ahead and say ladies first, if you don't mind.
I mean, okay.
Yeah. Gather your thoughts.
You know, I feel like this is an important job, but I don't feel like it pays super well. So I'm going to go 47.
Why don't you think it pays super well?
Because we've had a courier before. It was different. I think they were delivering to homes, but still.
Okay. I'm going to go with the text because I always do. Brittany in Bonnie Lake texted in. Her guess is 65. Mm. Slow Joe, you're up next.
75.
All right. And what was your guess again? So we have 47, 65, and 75. Kenny, we have reached that point in our conversation. You've been very patient where you were going to tell everybody in the Pacific Northwest how much money you make. So what's the number, Kenny? Time to share your salary.
With all the overtime I get, I get about 45.
Oh, Em, you almost nailed it.
Yeah.
And that's with the overtime. So Emily was right at the end of the day. You don't get paid a tremendous amount of money, even though you're doing something that's very, very important that does save lives.
True.
So what is the heaviest piece of equipment that you have to deliver or pick up? And do you have to carry it? And if you do, do you wear one of those back brace things?
We have a hand truck that we bring around with us to all the hospitals. But we do have to load it out of our vans all by ourselves. You know, between 50 to 75 pounds is like the heaviest. But we have to deliver a lot of surgical trays that are individually heavy in their own. But you have to load them out of your van, load them in your van. Stuff. So it can get very labor intensive.
So do you feel like you're in pretty good shape, or do you feel like you're always sore and your back hurts?
Definitely sore.
Gotcha. All right, Kenny. Well, thanks so much for calling in, being a part of the Morning Wolf Pack, and for sharing your salary, man. We appreciate you. And remember, bend at the knees, not the waist.
That's right.
Booyah! Woo. Always feel awkward when somebody throws out their salary and everybody's like, kind of disappointed. I feel bad. It's almost like it's just there's something kind of rude about it. I don't mean to do it, right. But it's like, oh, you don't make more? That sucks for you.
It's weird too. And I think he made 45,000, right? Mm-hmm. And that's pretty average. You know what I mean? Like that's not awful. You're not starving. That you're not like poverty. That's just what I think they did a study. Like that's just what most people make. You know what I mean?
And I feel like we've just had a lot of high ones lately, so right. Our average has been higher. But for a while there, that was about normal even for our people.
Okay, but two things just to throw at your way.
Yeah.
The cost of living in Seattle.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know how you do that on 45. Yeah. And B, Taco Bell is paying their managers $100,000 to manage a fast food restaurant.
No, I know. I get it. So, like, there's other opportunities, but I also feel what you're saying. Like, we're like 45 and we're throwing out 100, and then it's like, oh. And then you quickly try to pivot to like, oh, let's focus on who won. Hey, congrats. I get it.
Well, but they're calling in for a reason, and maybe it is because, look, I don't get paid crap, so don't get into this job. Or, hey, my boss is listening. Hopefully they'll give me a raise. I mean, we have had people get raises based on share your salary.
What's funny, too, is I have Googled the night before a share your salary in the industry, and it always says, like, how much do they make? And you look at it. It's always more for here because of the cost of living.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever it is, you pat it, but 10, 20.
Hold on, you're looking it up?
Oh, hell yeah. I do a little research. Most of the time, it's if it's somebody most of the time, I started doing it because I needed to write questions, and I didn't know what the guy actually even did or girl. But then it says right there in the first five things, how much does this make? So really? I'm not going to click on that.
Yeah. What?
This cannot be shocking information. I'm just
this
doing some homework.
This is shocking information.
I'm doing homework, Emily. I'm writing questions ahead of time, and I'm researching the industry.
Hey.
But you don't have to click on the how much they make.
True, and I never guess anyway. I just pick a texter, so I don't really play along. I mean,
you haven't won a year yet, so.
No, I'm not even close. I mean, don't worry, Emily. I think your lead on first is well protected.
No, I'm just surprised.
Okay, but true story. So we're talking about cost of living and salary. I remember this was in another lifetime, but I was living in another California city, which was very expensive. And I remember the first time I made, it was a milestone in my career in terms of how much money I made.
Yeah.
And it was, I'll just tell you, it was six figures.
Yeah.
For the first time in my life, I made $100,000, and I was in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And
Well,
I'd been there for 10 years. I mean, I earned it. I started at, I think, 40, and then I worked my way up and hosting a show and doing all that. And I was very, very proud of the fact that I was making $100,000 a year. And I might have been in my 30s. I don't know.
I think by the time we left Santa Barbara, you were in your 30s for sure.
Yeah. So it was not before we left, but it was maybe in the middle.
Right.
So I remember going to the life insurance guy and I said, hey, man, I blah, blah, blah. And I'm so proud. And he straight up looked at me and he was like, I was like, oh, where does this put me like in salary wise?
What should my investment portfolio
Yeah. And
like?
This is considering, this is a conversation you'd have in Seattle too, because it's so expensive to live here. And he looked at me and he goes, honestly, you're at poverty level.
Yeah.
What?
I was just like, my balloon deflated so fast. I was like, are you kidding me?
I still feel like if you're making, like if I ever get to six figures, like I'm going to be ecstatic.
You keep riding.
Like that is like the ultimate.
You keep riding the M train. You're going to get there. Come on. Y'all are going to get there.
Like I can't even imagine. And these people that make millions, I'm like, how did, what? What? Like, there it just blows my mind.
Are radio people that are making money.
I know. Yeah. So it blows my mind.
We've got a lot of upward momentum. Let's see, there's nothing but potential here. We just started, you know, having to prove ourselves in a new place. Even though we've all done radio before, when you go to a new place, you got to start all over again because nobody knows who you are and they don't care.
But you know what's amazing, too? And just using Santa Barbara as an example, which is one of the most expensive places to live. It's right up there with San Francisco, Seattle. I think it's actually more expensive than Seattle in a lot of ways.
Well, in Seattle, you have more options. Right. You can live farther out.
Totally. So I grew up there, and we were poor. We were not rich. And there's a portion of the people that you know, you live there, and you just, like, for what? However, I don't even know how we did it, but we figured it out. And then I you know, lived most of my 20s there, too, making nothing. I worked for free for you for 6 months. And then after that, I think I was making, like, $8 an hour producing that show.
He was lucky to get that.
Yeah, somehow you just, like, you figure it out. Yeah. I don't understand how. I look back on it, I'm just like, how am I, like, it's just, it doesn't make sense. But people find a way. I don't know.
Well, I've been in that situation where I've made a lot of money, and I've been in a situation where I haven't made that much. It's kind of sucky because the more you make, just the more you spend.
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, your car payment gets bigger, your house payment gets bigger, and it's like not like your bank account really gets any bigger.
No.
You just, unless you're really disciplined. Emily, I could see you probably doing a lot better than most of us that way because you're very frugal. Mm-hmm. That's a compliment, but it's like, you know, sometimes you just, more money, more problems, you just start spending more.
I do think about that, like, because I drive past the billboard that shows how much the lottery is right now every day. And I think, like, if I had $238 million, and my first thought is, I would fix the dents in my car. So I wouldn't even get any car. Like, I love my car. I'd fix the dents in my car. I'd probably buy a place, but there's one that on Alki that's, like, my dream, and it's $3.2 million. But if I had $258 million, I still would buy a 3.2. You know, I wouldn't buy like these $20 million. And I'm like, that's all I do. I maybe go on vacation. Like, I'm not one of those that needs like the Louis Vuitton purses and stuff. I think I'd be okay with that. That's why $100,000 blows my mind.
Yeah. Well, you know, in it's interesting because the material possession thing doesn't really make you happy other than the moment you get it.
Yeah.
And then a week later, you're like, if that's what you think is going to make you happy, you're on to the next.
Right.
So it's stuff like, but you don't really need much. You need a car you like.
Mm-hmm.
You need a house you like. And by the way, the house is the good investment. The car is not.
Right.
And, you know, you're not dumb to sink money into real estate around here.
Well, and I was thinking I would get first class tickets, which at that point, if you had 200 something million, you could afford private plane to wherever you're going. But I was like, I would just get a first class ticket and take vacations.
Wouldn't
but
even
I'd
get the
G5,
huh?
No.
The NetJet, whatever that is.
I don't need it. And I would rather, but golly, that amount of money.
You know, that's not out of reach for you.
$238 million?
No, that might be a little out of reach.
I still feel like
$100,000 is not out of reach for you in this market doing morning radio on a successful show. That's the X factor.
Right.
That is not out of reach for you.
I know, but I just, in my mind, it's still it. You know, like, I'll keep striving for it, but it's just like, geez, oh, Pete.
Huh. Now I want to know how much you're making right now.
I came from a place where my salary, they paid me half of my salary. Like, the rest came from endorsements and stuff. So I was making nothing.
Right.
So even here, it's still like,
So in a moment of transparency, I have never actually seen any of the money that I've made. Yeah. If that makes any sense at all. And I have made a lot of money. Like,
what do you mean
a lot.
You've never seen it?
Because when you get divorced, right in the middle of your life, and you have two small children who you are financially obligated to, and by the way, when that divorce deal is going through, if you decide you want to be overly generous and be a man and do the right thing and take care of your kids, and you agree to give more than you even were supposed to, regrettably, at the time.
So you're saying at the peak of your income, you also were hit with a lot, so you didn't get to enjoy it.
And every time I would get, and it was a percentage of. So every time I would get a raise, the child support and alimony would also go up. Mm-hmm. At one point, I remember there was a news story about, it was some celebrity, and how much they were paying every month in child support and alimony, and I was paying more. And that's when I realized, holy crap, did I give away the farm or what? Like, what was I thinking?
A bad lawyer.
I even talked to my good friend of mine's a financial advisor. We used to be roommates, and I told him, and he's like, dude, how are you surviving on that salary with how much of it you're giving away? And I said, it's like we talked about before. I said, I don't know, man. I don't need a lot.
Yep.
I need a car. I need a dog. I need a bike, and that's it. But he's like, dude, Okay. So, my point is, at the peak of my financial earnings, and I hope to get back there one day, I was giving it all away.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I have no regrets to that because I took care of kids that needed to be taken care of, but I've never actually, I don't know what it feels like to make the money that I made.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Never
that
saw
makes
it.
Sense.
Just checks right out the door. Mm. So, and that's still going on to some extent.
How many more years?
Let's call it four.
Okay.
I believe four.
I mean,
it's a fraction of what it used to be because I'm no longer playing alimony.
Right.
That was the big one for 10 years.
What?
And then two kids in California, it was brutal.
It's a stagger. I know the number.
You know the number.
It's staggering.
Staggering. Yeah. And you know, you think about, like you're talking about, like you through and you look in the rearview mirror and you're like, how did I do that? Or what?
Yeah.
I don't know. You just do. You steal toilet paper from Arby's. That's what you do.
Sophie and I laugh because we make a lot less money than we used to combined. And our thing is just like, you know what? Food's on the table. That's it. Like, I don't know what the future holds, and we certainly don't have a big backup plan, but, you know, we're eating.
Well, at the end of the day, that none of that crap makes you happy. It doesn't, and that's why Share Your Salary is kind of cool, because we'll find people all the time that, you know, are bus drivers making 15 grand a year, and they're so happy.
Yeah,
they sound happier than some of these other people.
Well, both of you, when you came here, said, look, we take a pay cut, but the quality of life here is worth it.
And the people that we work with in the company, and they may not pay as much right now because of the company and then we're new to the market.
Right.
But I'm happy.
Yeah.
Every day, Joe and I can both attest to the fact, and I think you were in a similar situation, Emily, where I don't know how much joy that last job brought you, especially at the end. There was
poison.
a lot of poison. You know, you work in that
toxic,
cancerous workplace. Every day you leave, you're just like frustrated. It would take me. That's probably why I started riding my bike so much,
because
I could unwind. Mm-hmm. So by the time the kids came home, my wife came home, I wasn't murdering people.
Yeah, there's no amount of money that makes that okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just being miserable for the majority of your life, which is your work day.
You know,
8 hours, 10 hours a day. If that's miserable, that's most of your life. So.
Yeah. So, yeah, much happier. It's all good. Emily, your dream income is a reality.
Yeah.
Well, it could be. It can be.
Well, and for me, that motivates me to want to get you there.
Right.
Because I know how much, like, of a milestone that'll be for you. Just when you make that amount of money, don't go to your life insurance guy in Seattle. Because he'll probably tell you the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, West Seattle? Poverty!
No. My financial advisor, because I've had one since I was young, just because, I mean, even when I was making nothing, this guy that worked with my parents was like, hey, just go ahead and get started, whatever. So he knows. He's like, okay, we'll just put away a little bit, little. Like, he's basically working with me for free because
I want Emily to be my financial advisor.
I can't even take the money from you because you don't have enough to pay me.
Hey, that is the one thing. You don't have to manage a portfolio if you don't have a portfolio.
Nope.
Take that off the table.
But, you know, going on the financial advisor thing, our boss does this. He said he went to a financial advisor in this building and they do free, like want to meet you and kind of give you a lay of the land. Yeah, consultation. And he said, dude, just do the free consultation because you don't have enough money to honestly hire me to do what you need to do.
Yeah.
He said, but just come and get a consultation every year and you can get a free one and then just kind of go off what I recommend.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to do it for you.
Yeah, I think if you can just stay away from like overloaded credit card debt, you're probably doing pretty good. I mean, that's like step one, because that will end up costing you a lot of money in the future. All right, we got all serious financial here.
Yeah.
Whatever, that's cool.
It's the Share Your Salary podcast.
Okay, so Monday, when you come back for the Share Your Salary podcast, we are going to be talking to coaxial and fiber field coordinator Tina. We'll find out what that means, what she does, and how much she makes. Had some cool different jobs lately.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's all kind of good. But anyway, enjoy your weekend. Lots of football on this weekend. If you're into the playoffs, we've got the Seahawks at Green Bay. I don't know how many teams are actually left, but there's a lot of football games. Are they all Sunday or are the games Saturday,
too? Two games Saturday, two Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Anyway, enjoy your weekend. We love you guys, and we'll see you back for a snowy next week.
That's right.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Welcome to Antarctica.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
Weekday mornings from 5 till 9.
On 100.7 The Wolf.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.